Today in Washington, the Supreme Court met to issue opinions and hear arguments in a case involving the federal whistleblower law. These oral arguments, well, they can be feisty affairs with the nine justices debating points of law and peppering the lawyers with questions. Make that eight justices peppering the lawyers with questions. The ninth, Clarence Thomas, has gone more than 2 years without asking a single question. The Associated Press reported this yesterday, and we thought it might be a good conversation to have with Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for Slate.com and a regular here on Day to Day. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
2 whole years without asking a question. What do people in your circles make of this silence?
I don't think people in my circles even much notice it anymore, to be candid. This is just a fact. What's interesting isn't just that he's silent. It's really the contrast between him and the bench, because the rest of the bench is just particularly hot right now. I mean, they're talking constantly. So it's not just that he's quiet. It's that he's quiet in contrast to eight people who talk relentlessly.
He has been asked about this, and he wrote about this in his book, his memoir, and he says, look, you know, I'm here to listen to the various arguments and not to get in the way of them.
He's put it more strongly than that, Madeline. In a speech last November, he went so far as to say, quote, my colleagues should shut up, end quote. He says, historically, the justices did not ask questions like this. They backed off and let the oral advocates talk. And his feeling is it's actually very discomforting to hear all this chatter among the justices.
So what do the lawyers think when they're there before the justices? Do they want to be peppered with questions, or do they feel like that gets in the way of their arguments?
I think they sort of want to have the ability to talk and to express themselves. I think what they make of Thomas is really interesting. Thomas, it's not simply that he doesn't talk, Madeline. His body language is really interesting. He's often staring up at the ceiling or frequently kind of giggling and chattering with Justice Stephen Breyer, who sits directly next to him. So I think the message he sends off isn't simply, I'm listening intently. It's that I'd sort of rather not be here. And that's what becomes a little bit fraught and complicated for the advocates who are trying to argue to him.
So when it comes down to issuing decisions and weighing in either as on the majority side or the minority side, where is Justice Thomas?
When it comes to writing opinions or dissenting, he's certainly no shrinking violet. He saves his powder for where it matters in his view, which is written opinions. So it's not that he's not capable of speaking. He just wants to choose the most effective forum for him.
How do the questions affect the decisions and affect the arguments as they're going forth?
That's a great question. It's almost unknowable. I think the questioning really doesn't often change minds, Madeline. I think what it does do is clarify for the justices how the first straw polling is going to happen when they come around and at conference to discuss the case.
Dahlia Lithwick is legal analyst for Slate.com and for us here at Day to Day. Thanks, Dahlia.
Always a pleasure, Madeline.